Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Holiday travel is in full swing, and AAA anticipates record-setting volume driven by a significant rebound in air travel. In the Philadelphia five-county area, 1.3 million of us are expected to travel 50 miles or more. AAA spokeswoman Janet Tidwell says 90% will be traveling by car, 7% by air.
That translates to 1.2 million Philly five-county area residents driving to their holiday destination. 92,000, or 7% of local travelers, will fly. As you can see, we're looking at not just nationally, but locally, record-setting travel volume for the holiday season.
This weekend is expected to be the busiest of the 12-day holiday season between December 21st and January 1st. Tidwell says AAA also anticipates a rush of people returning after Christmas next Thursday and Friday. Tis the season of giving and tipping. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams finds that not everyone's on the same page.
For those who have a little extra cash during the holiday season, slipping their favorite service provider, a Jackson or a Benjamin, to show their appreciation has been a tradition. Ted Rossman is senior industry analyst at Bankrate, which tracks these trends each year.
We're talking about people like housekeepers, childcare providers. They get the highest median holiday tip, $50. And they're also among the most tipped.
Trash collectors and mail carriers receive an average of $20, although in some cities like Philadelphia, trash collectors are not supposed to accept it. Whom and how much you tip could depend on your generational pool. Rossman says Gen Zers stand out as the best holiday tippers, which is completely different from what's seen most of the year.
Most of the year, like at restaurants, for instance, Gen Zers are the worst tippers by far. Only a third of Gen Zers always tip at sit-down restaurants, which is pretty shockingly low. But around the holidays, it's actually Gen Zers who take over as the best tippers.
He says holiday tips are basically back to where they were in 2021 before the slight dip in 2022 due to inflation.
New Jersey lawmakers quickly introduced and passed a resolution demanding answers from the federal government about drones. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with the bill's sponsor, who says the lack of transparency is maddening for members of both parties.
While this resolution can't force cooperation or transparency from federal agencies regarding the use of drones all over the state, Bergen County Republican Assemblyman Christopher DePhillips says Majority Leader Lou Greenwald and other Democratic colleagues are also outraged by the lack of communication.
To date, the federal government response has been arrogant and obstructionist. They are stonewalling and they have not been giving answers to the people of New Jersey.
DePhillips says they aren't satisfied with the FAA drone restrictions just put into place because he says there was no explanation about why some areas of the state are covered and others are not.
They can show us all the things that they've done without revealing intelligence secrets or military secrets. They have done nothing of the sort.
Senator Andy Kim says he's spoken with White House, FBI, and DHS officials and asked lots of questions. DHS told him they have a number of ways to detect drones, and they haven't seen any since some enhanced detection measures went live earlier this month. Kim also believes more communication and transparency is needed to restore public trust.
It's a holiday goat extravaganza. The Philly Goat Project is asking the community to donate Christmas trees this holiday season. KYW's Sharrett Day Howard has more.
It's just a straight up goat party.
It is.
I love
every year it's bigger and better than ever.
That's Leslie Jackson and Karen Krivet with the Philly Goat Project, and they're looking forward to all the goat shenanigans and say it's a twofer. The community brings their old Christmas trees for the holiday, and the goats get a filling meal. And let's not forget hugs from well-dressed goats.
Lots of petting, walking, cuddling with the goats who do wear their very fashionable reindeer antlers.
And there'll be free s'mores, fire pits, and hot cocoa. And wait, did you know?
Trees come in different flavors.
Oh, yes, I want to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they do. Yes,
chocolate,
they do.
Vanilla, cosmopolitan. What are we doing?
Balsam fir, hands down.
And there's a suggested $20 donation if you're not bringing a tree. But they're just grateful for the trees because they say the trees are truly the gift that keeps on giving. It's a goat thing.
Staying with animals, it's a place to get a cup of coffee and maybe even cuddle a cat. A nonprofit cat cafe in Queen Village is helping an animal rescue in the city find homes for adoptable felines. KYW's John McDevitt dropped by.
The Get a Gato Cafe at 7th and Christian specializes in Colombian-inspired beverages and bites. It also has a separate cat lounge in the back where you can purchase a ticket to hang out with some kitties and maybe make a connection with one of them roaming around.
So shoes off, use some hand sanitizer.
Jackie Starker is the executive director of Get a Gato. Gato means cat in Spanish. She says all of the cats have color-coded collars with their names on them.
It's either green, yellow, or red. Green is that they're very friendly and outgoing. Feel free to pet them and play with them. Yellow is that they're either maybe new to the space or a little shy, so just go slowly with them. And we don't have any reds right now, but red would mean that they need some space.
Okay, so this is Walter.
This is Walter White. Came to the Cat Cafe.
Hi, Walter.
Say hi. Say hi.
Louis Checchia is the executive director of Morris Animal Refuge. The refuge just partnered with Get a Gato, which essentially fosters Morris's cats until they are adopted.
And what it really does is it just exposes more animals to the city of Philadelphia, and that's what we really need.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.